I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the French Connection. This is our Wednesday edition of the French Connection. It is the 15th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it is great to have you all with me today. Again, as we always do here on the French Connection, we are going to share with you our take, our opinion, our thoughts on the state of the world and on how we can best fight back against what it seems like is inevitable for all of us, and that is that we're going to be brought down this road toward tyranny. We're 90% of the way now. Most of our guarantees in the Constitution have been just completely ignored by this Congress and by this president. Well, first of all, he's not a president. He stole the election, so he's a usurper. But I've been pushing a couple of new ideas out there and how we might be able to network better. MySpace is what I've been trying to push, and I want to say a few things about this project, this MySpace project. I think it's a very good one, but there are certain cautions that need to be made, certain things you should look out for. First of all, somebody brought to my attention, and I mentioned it yesterday, that this is a Rupert Murdoch-owned company. Well, you know, at some point, ladies and gentlemen, when we use these communication systems, whether it's Hotmail owned by Bill Gates or it's the electric companies that we use for our power or even the mail system, you know, we're having to use the systems of some of the groups that we're actually fighting against. And that is the case here with MySpace at this time. And so if some of you don't feel comfortable with putting personal information on your MySpace account, I recommend that you don't. I recommend that you use pseudonyms. But I recommend that you use, to the best of your ability to research and spread information to people. Educating people about what's happening in the world is a responsibility we have. But with that responsibility, there are other responsibilities. There are young people that are going to be attracted to this message. Some of them are actually under the age of majority. And it has to be remembered that at one time in our history, we were allowed to talk to the younger generation without fear of all kinds of sicknesses being displayed by elder people toward young and vice versa. And what I got to tell you all is that we're going to try to rebuild these ties to our youth, to the young people, but we need to do it in a way that's respectful of these people's rights and these people's level of growth in their lives. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if we've got a 15 or a 16-year-old person that's tuning into our information, first of all, we don't want it to be vitriolic. We don't want it to be hateful. We don't want it to be sexual in content. But unless we're reporting on something that is important for everyone to know about, such as, you know, the JonBenet Ramsey case and how these people have enslaved many children in their web, or how people like Scott Ritter have tried to attract young children to a Burger King to do some goodness knows what he was planning on doing. I mean, he was sick in the extreme, ladies and gentlemen. My point is that we do need the help of young people, high school students, college students, but I have to caution you that some of this information is powerful and it is painful and it is disturbing. And I don't know, how young a person should be involving themselves in this information. So be careful about the people you recommend to the site, and be careful about how you represent the information to other people, because this is not a flexible issue. This has got to be strictly adhered to, because we are not about prejudice. We're not about hate. We're not about lying. We're about honesty. We're about integrity. We're about righteousness. We're about fixing the ills of the country. We're about exposing the criminals, not becoming criminals. These are the facts as we see them at the French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. These are my beliefs in how this should be done. And my partner, Eric Huffschmidt, mirrors these beliefs wholeheartedly. You know, we have requested different people to become part of this movement. Again, many of you have responded. We are growing quickly. Our detractors don't want us to use these mechanisms to get young people involved. Why are we getting people involved at MySpace? because this is where people have found themselves. This is where they are. You have to go to where the people are. College students are there, and they are in abundance, and they keep and maintain sites, and they work on furthering their educations, but at the same time, they have civic duties that we'd like to actually help them with generating here. They have a duty to question their government. This is how America was formed, ladies and gentlemen, with people questioning the powers that be by speaking truth to power. This is what we are all required to do as citizens of the United States and of the world, regardless of what country you're in. If you're in Britain or in Spain or in Italy or Germany, you're required by your very existence to question the powers around you. You don't want to become party to their crimes. This is a crime that America is committing in Iraq, and because we have not fought back vociferous enough and strong enough against the government about these issues and getting our troops back, we're all partly responsible for what's happening over there. We're all partly responsible for the destruction of the Palestinian people because we've given our tax dollars, our monies to the Israelis and allowed them to destroy a people. They have wholesale destroyed these folks. And simple fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be held accountable for our lack of action. You know, you can be guilty by what you didn't do in view of knowledge as much as what you did do with it. So, you know, these are all considerations to make. And I see a lot of people that are requested to come on to the Daryl Bradford Smith site and to start learning about what we all need to know about this terrible future that is going to be waiting for us if we don't move now. And I do, again, want everyone to be cautious about the people that they invite. We can't have small children here. This is not a subject for them. We have to fight their battles for them. But if you're, 17 and you're going to be voting next year, it is my view that you need to be brought up to speed on facts. You are going to have a civic responsibility bestowed upon you that engenders certain responsibilities from you. And that responsibility is that you know the facts going into that voting booth. And, I mean, on your 18th birthday, if you've been registered to vote and you've done none of the research required to be a good citizen, then how can you be expected to make those right decisions? So learn from the things that we're presenting. You know, first of all, for the young people who are going to go to the MySpace accounts, we are not anti-Semitic. We are anti-criminal. And it just so happens that the criminal enterprise that is so subjugating our people and the world, for that matter, happens to come from a certain sect of Judaism. It does not mean all Jews are involved. It certainly does not mean that. And for anyone of you out there to think that all Jews are responsible for this and all these all the communities of Jewish people in the country are doing it is wrong. You must think it's wrong from the beginning and go forward knowing that that's not the way you need to spread truth. The truth will be shared fully, and you must include when you share with somebody these facts, all of the facts. You just don't say, well, the Jews did this, or because this is wrong. This is exactly what we're fighting against, and we certainly don't want that to be the way you do your presenting to other people to bring them to the truth. What you want to do instead is say that an element called Zionist Judaism, and what is Zionism? Zionism is at all cost, a formation of a country using large sums of banker money and criminal networking to affect a nation and steal a nation from another people. Now, the Palestinians lived for thousands of years in that area without conflict with Jewish people. In fact, many of the Sephardic Jews that were there in the beginning were actually attacked and killed off by these Ashkenazis. You know, not all Judaism is from the same group. Yeah? If you need a parallel to that, not all Catholics are the same as Protestants or as the same as Orthodox Christians. Each one has its own belief system. Now, the belief system of Zionists is virulent in the extreme. It is disturbingly virulent, and some of the things that these people believe about the Zohar and the Talmud would make most people stomach turn. Fact. They believe it is okay for a rabbi to actually marry a 3-year-old and 1-day child, or to have sex with young boys up until age 9. These are facts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not making them up. They're in their Talmudic writings. They are in their scriptures. And to think that a people would go out and practice these kinds of bizarre rituals and these bizarre beliefs is sick in the extreme. And but the fact is, there is a type of Judaism called Sabaean school, or the Frankist movement, but it's turned into a Zionist movement that actually still adheres to some of this. If you take a look at this group called the Shabbat Lubavitch, you will find that within that group, they're declaring themselves the new leaders of Judaism in the world. And there are many, many, many Jews in the world fighting them, including Rabbi Weiss from Natura Carta, who is a supporter of the French Connection, including Rabbi Lappin on the West Coast out in Portland area, who are fighting these people. There are Jews across the world who are fighting this Zionist movement. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, ladies and gentlemen. So do not think this is anti-Jewish. It is anti-Zionist Jew. They own our government. They own our media. They own our banking. These are facts. I've researched it. I've got the evidence on the website. We've done the homework. We've done the work for you. You can look it up. You can study it. Listen to Benjamin Friedman if you want to know how dangerous these people are. They murdered 100 million human beings in 100 years. That's right. World War I, World War II, they did both of these. The Armenian Massacre, they did it as well. Look, I have to tell you all that the future for America is very bleak with what we've got financially coming for us. The nation is bankrupt. There's a negative savings rate happening. There are many, many false flags going on across the country, including how they're going to use this terrible bird flu to their advantage. All of these things need to be discussed with your friends, and you need to do your research. Please do your due diligence. Please work hard. Join MySpace, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be a very, very powerful tool. We're already up over 67 people, almost 70, and we're heading for the sky here. This is going to be the place to do battle. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, the networking part of this, the blogging potential of it, the educating potential of it, for you adults out there who think that this is a difficult thing for you to wrap your brain around, think about this. There was a time that the children and the young always looked to their elders for help understanding truth and facts. And we've been, that whole connection to our youth has been killed off. Most people today are afraid to even speak to young people for fear of being called a dirty old man or a pedophile. Well, you know, most of us have none of those ideas in our heads. We're not sick. And the fact is, they've poisoned this relationship on us. What we need to do is become the teachers we once were with our young. We need to show them what we've learned. This is our responsibility. They are going to be tomorrow, and they are going to be the leaders of our nation in the future. They are our children, ladies and gentlemen, and our grandkids. We need to show them these facts. We need to educate them. Sign up for this site. Be careful about how you go forward. Be respectful and be honest and be righteous about these facts. And what we will do is prevail in this battle. This is a tough thing that we're up against, ladies and gentlemen, but you know something? We can do this. We since the very beginning of this, I've not once stopped learning. I'm still learning now. There are still things being revealed to me. There are still evidences that I'm uncovering. There are still honesties that I need to rejig. You know, I actually have to do a mea culpa with my friend over here, Michael Collins Piper. There was a mix-up that caused me to mention him as somebody who avoided me. In fact, there was an avoidance that happened, but it was not entirely intentional. And I, you know, if I'm quick to the condemnation, I also have to be quick to correct my mistakes. And that is what I did last night. I called his show, and I want everybody out there to know that there are people afraid to come on my show, and they won't. They've told me clearly that they've been threatened off of my programming. Many people have. But Michael Collins Piper says that he's not one of them, and I will have to allow that statement to stand. So, but you see, I'm not perfect. I've never claimed to be. All I am is a guy that loves America, loves my life, loves his children and his country, and loves the idea of a constitutional republic as it was formed some 250 years ago. And I want it back. I want the ideals that we formed our nation with back as the primary law of our land, not the sicknesses that have been inflicted on us by these people. So fight with me. Join with me. Join this group. Please. It will make a difference. Pseudonyms are fine. But just understand that you're going to become the teachers. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is going to be Jerry Gudetti. We're going to be talking about the importance of understanding how to grow your own foods. Very important. This is maybe a little boring for some people who've never gardened, but I'm going to tell you something. These are knowledges that we've lost because we've become supermarket people. Well, all of you know that our foods are completely destroyed with pesticides. They're taking the qualities out of the food with genetic and bio engineering, and they're also mineral dead foods because the soils that they're being grown in have become sterile, and the waters they're using have high levels of toxic substances like medicines, like Prozac, actually, ladies and gentlemen. So many sicknesses in our food and water today. There is an important knowledge that has been lost to the human family, and that is how to prepare and produce our own food. Well, we're going to discuss it in very general terms, but still in important ways, and I think these are all important issues that each one of us have to learn. I'm not talking about, you know, going out and becoming Farmer Brown here. There are ways of growing plants on your balcony. There are ways of growing food in many different ways, and we're going to discuss them when we come back from the break. But until then, this is Daryl Bradford Smith signing off for this first segment. Stick with us after these musical breaks. We'll be back with Jerry Gudetti.
Yardsticks, meters, inches, liters, can you measure life? Pain and sorrow, love tomorrow, happiness and strife. We'll take the measure of you when your life is through. Time's your treasure, spend it wisely, it's all up to you. Measure not, cause life's so fleeting, no sense to keep score. Do 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 do